Sorry to hijack your stage performance again. because the team of Hacker Hotel is growing and growing and growing, there was a moment that it would be nice to have everybody, like the people that work day and night at the same spot in one ceremony. So YOLO'd a like a lint something .nl ribbon, print your ribbon .nl and next day delivery. So this was planned. So I want to give you the honor to give to use the scissor and have the let's open Hacker Hotel twice.
Good evening and welcome. Welcome in English and willkommen for onze Duitse gasten. So, welcome to Hacker Hotel. So, after the first opening, I would like to officially open it. It's been repaired by the people of TD Venlo. If I pull this switch, if all goes well, and if you go to the Dutch Hackerspace list, you will see for this weekend only the special location of Hacker Hotel on the Dutch National Hackerspace list. Because we have a hack room here, so here we go. It takes a few minutes probably, but we're open. So thank you again for the lovely people of TD Venlo. Give me a signal if it's worked. I have a very, very large agenda for tonight. That Michael could fit it all in one sheet. I'm very surprised. We start here, we end there, we have time for questions, and I start with some facts and figures first. Because, as Elger already told us, Hacker Hotel is growing, and it's growing fast. This is where we started, with 75 hackers in 2014. This should be the 10th anniversary this year, but there were Shah, where I decided not to organize Hacker Hotel. And then Elger said, you are crazy, never do that again. Yeah. So I said, oh yeah, in 2021, I will organize it. Corona got in the way. So, nope again. So that will mean that next year will be the 10th anniversary, and I'll come back to that later. But you can see we've grown from 75 people, which were mainly friends from hackerspaces, to 395. When I read the number out to the hotel, there was an awkward silence because the maximum was 350 and we stretched it to 381 and we stretched it again. So the reason I couldn't find a seat during dinner was my own fault. So the hotel is fully booked. This is really what we can house in the hotel. We've maxed out the bungalows. There are the extra tables that made it a bit cramped, but yeah. We want to feed everyone. We ordered 350 chairs. Last year it was 300. So you can sit and you have chairs in the hack room and all the workshops and other locations where talks are given. And also, and this is very important for an event like us, we had 18 sponsors in 2023 and we've grown to 27. Now I would like to invite Reis from NFIR to tell about their CTF.
Hi, and welcome. So you're probably expecting me to tell you that CTFs are fun and you should go play CTF and sign up. And that's true, they are fun and you should go sign up. The link's over there. The QR code points there too. No shenanigans in the QR code, I promise. All the rules are on there too, but if you've ever been in like the same zip code as a CTF, there's no surprises on there for you. So to start the CTF off with a bang, we found something here today. which turned out to be the laptop of a secret agent named Gandalf the Greyhead. And on this laptop, we found an email from his organization, the Dark Army, and they're describing their evil plans to recruit as many of you as possible for their dark cause. And this email is on the CTF page too, and solving all the challenges will mean you get a lot of clues about what's going on and all their evil plans with the Dark Army. But there is something else. While I was making this slide, I had a realization. And it's a realization about the work I do. It explained why I like my work, why I like doing events like this, why I like making and playing CTFs. So instead of just telling you about the CTF, I'll tell you a short story, and I'll promise I'll keep it short, about that realization. You see, whenever you make a presentation like this, and you're a sponsor, it's a chance to slide in a little bit about our company, what we do. There it is. I slid it in. But when I was making that little list, and I don't know why, but I had a question pop into my head. And that question is, what do we really do? What do all these services we offer, what do they mean? And the answer I came up with is that we help people. We help them run their business, their IT operations, and really their whole lives in a secure manner. We stop bad people from coming in, taking away and all the hard work they did, and hurting a lot of people in the process. And whenever that does happen, it feels like a great injustice to me. And that really cuts to the heart of the matter. That really violates one of my core values, and that's why I care about my work. It allows me to fight for justice, literally fight for justice in a space that interests me and where I have the skills to make a difference. And that neatly brings us back to events like this and why they're important to me. And it's because they inspire me. I get inspired by the talks, by the workshops, by all the people I talk to, and by playing CTF, because I always learn new things. And they inspire me to try new things and to do better things for the people we're helping. And that's really why I care and why I love events like this. So the message I wanted to give to you today was, while you're here this weekend, let yourself be inspired to work on something you really care about. Thank you, and that is all.
Thank you, Raj. I hope a lot of people sign up. This is the second CTF, and this runs all weekend. This afternoon we had one also from Vector AI, so very cool to have challenges. Please scan the QR code. There's nothing in there. Seriously. Okay, I have a lot of slides. I have a lot of rules. Michael just copied all the rules from 2019 and 20 and so on. The file was called copy of copy of copy of copy of presentation. Rule zero, don't be on fire. Some people try that and don't do that. I asked for their permission to say this. If you want to know more about the fire which happened at our friends in Pixel War, then there is a talk about it and about how this happened and what they will do. But please, do not be on fire. Rule zero. So rule one is, please do not stick at a hotel. It's been there for years. We have lots of stickers. Put them on your laptop. Put them everything that you own yourself. But not on the hotel, please. We have people run around after the event cleaning up all your stickers. And we rather have fun than cleaning up your mess. Please do not smoke inside. There's plenty of room outside. Behind the bar is a door. And when you enter, you can stand there and smoke. And be dry if it's raining, so go there. Again, do not light flamethrowers inside. Outside is good. not too much. Report all the breakage, however small. If you break something, it can happen. It's no problem. We are insured. Please tell me, tell the hotel. But please do notice it. Then we are allowed to come back. The hotel rooms, all your hotel rooms, all your bungalows, you have a late checkout on Sunday unless you book the extra day. So you can have a late checkout, you don't have to leave, you can just in the afternoon. And then don't forget to drop the key cards back to the hotel. I know we're hackers, it's nice to look at them and stuff, but please bring the cards back. Bungalow residents, different than in the welcome note, please bring your bedding to the reception. There will be big cards where you can drop it in. And that's handy because then you can also drop off the keys. We had two bungalows without keys today and they have not been returned by the previous people that rented it. So there was a lot of communication errors. So please bring back your bedding and then drop the keys off so you can't forget them. And please put your trash bags in the designated collection points. I had a bill again last year from a few hundred euros for bags that needed to be taken out of the houses. Fridges that needed to be emptied. So please take all your stuff out, take it home or throw it away, please. The hotel rooms. If you want to have your hotel room cleaned, because we are hackers, we work in the nights, we sleep in the day. If you want it cleaned in the morning, again, in the morning, then you can tell the reception before 11 o'clock tonight. And then they will clean your room. If you just want clean towels and want to sleep in late, it's no problem. Go to reception, get new towels, and bring them to your room yourself. So you can sleep in late and have clean towels. If you really want it cleaned or you have an allergy, no problem. Before 11 tonight, please. Register for your workshops. Some workshops are advertised outside Hacker Hotel. Sometimes there's a flip over. Sometimes it's people just telling you about it. Sometimes it's a note on the wall. But please do register. Lock picking, I think, is on registration. Safe cracking is on registration. So look for Jan Willem, look for Jos, and ask if you want to join them, how to do that, so they know who to expect. Please do not bring your own drinks into the bar area. Yes, we have a whiskey tasting. The reason that the whiskey tasting is in the room all the way there, that's the furthest point from the bar. So then it's allowed. So if you have drinks in the bungalow, no problem, but please do not bring them in. Or, as somebody did last year, ask for a Coke, and before the waiter tried to pour it in, he said, oh, wait, opened up a bottle, and then said, now you can pour it in. Please don't do that. That's just silly. And if you have any issues, please talk to me or, alternatively, to Chantal. And about the drinks, I noticed when I bought this bottle, it was 3 coins. Well, you can get 4 glasses out of it, so it's 4 for 3. I just talked to Daniela, the manager, and she's changing it to 2 coins. So 2 coins, you can get a full bottle. So all for you. So the wristbands. We have the wristbands again. Yes, they are from Corona, but still people are very careful. There are some people that are in risk groups. Please respect that. They wear mouth masks, so they probably have a red band as well. They do not want to be touched. They want to keep their distance. Please respect that. The green one, I have one. Hugs are cool. You can all come and hug me. Fist pumps only. No, hug me. But orange band, red, please keep your distance and please respect it. It's very important. Then you have a gold band or pink band. The gold band is the early sitting for the meals. Breakfast is from 8 to 9.30. Lunch is 12 to 1. Dinner for the southern part of the UK, it's called dinner, and in the northern is called tea time. So, all for you. And please keep to your assigned time slot. I'm the only one that has 2 bands, because sometimes I need to talk to press or television or whatever. So, I can eat whenever I like. One of the only perks I have. Pink, here it is again, late sitting. Breakfast late, 10 to 11.30. Mind you, there are some talks sometimes starting in a slot between the two. So then you go to the talk and then quickly go to the room and have your breakfast. But then you can watch the talk in the morning. We had to squeeze them in. More on that later. Lunch, late. Dinner, again, 7:30 to 9 o'clock. Okay. This is a very important part. Tokens from the bar, you can buy tokens from 7 in the morning to 11 at night. 1 token is 3 euros. The bottle has just changed from price, so it's cheaper now. It's discounted. And now the important part comes. Small quantities of unused tokens can be refunded. So small, if you all have 1 token and you go back and ask for your money, that's 1,200 euros. The hotel is not a bank. They don't have cash on hand that much. So please, if you buy tokens, you can buy them at 10 minutes to 5 on the Sunday. But then please don't buy hundreds of them and come back at 7 o'clock and say, oh, I got 83 left. Because they don't have that kind of money. So just buy what you need and come back. You can even, for 1 minute before closing time, you can still buy coins. And if you then have some left, it's no problem. But please buy thoughtfully. They only carry a limited amount of cash. And yes, I know there is tricks with cashbacks and stuff like that. Doesn't work for all cards, doesn't work for all countries. So buy them thoughtfully. That's my only request. Well, I have another request. If you do happen to have one or two coins left, we have a lot of volunteers, and I will mention them later, but we have a Feed the Volunteer Fund. So if you have some coins left, you can drop them in the box that will be on the reception desk when you leave. And I will use that to fund the crew dinner. And it's for 50 people or something, so it's a really serious group. So I will fund the crew dinner with parts of the proceedings of your kind donations. It's okay. Okay. This message took a little time writing and rewriting. I read this from paper as I'm afraid that if I look into the room, people might feel offended or singled out. That's not my intention, but I want the following message to be clear for everyone. And if the shoe fits, be ashamed. Be very ashamed. So listen up and listen well. All editions of Hacker Hotel so far didn't have a code of conduct. I think we are all responsible people and know each other's boundaries. And I still think that, but I am in doubt, and I will explain why. And just to be clear, that's wrong, sorry. Recently, it has been brought to my attention that on last year's edition of Hacker Hotel, people did not respect boundaries, actually crossed boundaries, did not ask for consent, and made people feel very uncomfortable and unsafe. The last thing Hacker Hotel should be is an unsafe place. This behavior is unacceptable and not fitting to our community or the event Hacker Hotel. I started Hacker Hotel 10 years ago as a fun event, very informal, non-commercial, and as affordable as I can make it possibly make for people from all walks of life can participate. Everyone is welcome and everyone should feel welcome, independent of gender, race, sexual preference, or whatever. If someone asks you to not touch that person, then don't. Ask for consent if you are unsure if your next move will be welcomed or not by the other person. Hacker Hotel is still a conference and not some shady pub where people feel intimidated or unsafe. No means no, and if you think no means yes, there is no place for you here. And this, I mean in the most serious way possible, if you can't control yourself and ruin Hacker Hotel for any other person here, you will be removed from Hacker Hotel without any restitution and no invitation for future editions. Every person should understand what I just said. Visitors, sponsors, suppliers, everyone. And just to be clear, I will not throw you out with all my 5 foot, 6 inches, or 166 centimeter. Other people will see you to the door, and that's a promise, so please don't try me. I will not accept such behavior on our event, Hacker Hotel, and that's what it is, it's our event. It has grown over the years from my event to our event because of you. Without you, there would not be an Hacker Hotel. Now I need you to keep our event safe and an awesome place for people, and they need to want to be here. I hope for many years to come. Be excellent to each other. Thank you. Okay. Organizing Hacker Hotel version 2.0. I've been organizing Hacker Hotel for as long as I know, mostly by myself. Last year it changed a lot, especially due to Chantal. This year, it even became better and seriously very, very, very good. This year, Paul helped me with the website, queries, a newsletter. You all have been witness, or at least the ones that booked the room have been witness to the newsletter. More on that later. Nancy, for all the communications, you've seen the Facebook posts. They were not typed by me, worn out, tired, but there was somebody, yeah, and I read it, and it was like, oh, this is fun, I get energy from this, so this is cool. This is how it should be. And then, last but certainly not least, Chantal, for making the program, communications, talking to the speakers, making the schedule, asking me my request and fiddle around, respond to speakers, switch talks around, whatever, everything else. Chantal, so thank you so much for Chantal, Paul and Nancy. Thank you so much. I had an operation on my hand. I couldn't lift heavy stuff. And I asked Michael to remove the line there. It says, except for his wallet, but I'm not a rich guy. So I have taken it out. But this is very uncomfortable for me, because I was sitting on the last Saturday, and I was with my hand, I couldn't do much. And I wanted to watch a movie, and I was like, yeah, but who will I disappoint if I do this now? Who's waiting on a room? Who needs to have some refund, or it's not coming, or who do I disappoint if I do this now? And I couldn't think of one reason to not watch that movie. And that was for the first time in 10 years, and that was all due to those awesome people. So thank you so much. As I said, Paul helped me make a newsletter. He made a query. He took all your orders, extracted the email address. After I had consulted Lisette last year, can I mail people about the event? I won't sell email addresses, but I need to get in touch with the people, because 1,500 followers on Twitter. Nobody reached my post. Okay, Twitter, I know. We went to Mastodon. 50 followers. We have Blue Sky. 3 or something followers. You guys are really hard to reach, especially when you're booked through a head office or a business owner or somebody else that takes care of this. So then in the end, I ended up with all people, oh, cool hoodies, I was too late. So the newsletter is there, and if you want to be on it, please send us an email. We'll make sure you're on the email mailing list so you won't miss out on important news, because, again, I have a hard time reaching out. You will hear about the shop opening, so you can order hoodies and don't miss out. There are 100 made, so these are real collector's items. The badge for 2024. Badge team did an amazing job. There's people this week having been working until late in the night, this last night even, this afternoon even, to perfect the badge you have. This is the badge that badge team made. There is literally hundreds, maybe thousands of hours went into this. Designing it by Nicolette, thank you again, so cool. Programming it, Guru, Renze, and a lot of other people, but these guys really saved the day. Tom, talking to suppliers in China, getting it here on time, before Chinese New Year, paid VAT, all the stuff, and it was at my doorstep way before the event, so really cool, but the software was really last minute and a lot of work. So I respect the batch team for what they did this year. Thank you so much for batch team. You might have noticed these batch holders. Paul from Bekwaam, Jurien is not here. Rens, he is here from Pixelbar, and myself. We all printed these, and all the printers united together, and we had like 500 printed in a day or so. And then I thought of putting it in, but the screws are so little, I thought, like, okay, people will lose these, and then I only have a small box, 1,000 screws, 500 batches. So, you know what? I want them on. And with no hesitation, people stood up and said, okay, let's do it. I had 6 of those torx drivers, and the people made it happen. So you don't have to do it. They did it for you. All Thursday afternoon, 1,000 screws, putting it on, getting it out the back, putting it on, putting it in the back. There was a whole team, a whole production line. So although we didn't thought we needed a sweatshop, we had one. And there were awesome volunteers helped out. So thanks for the volunteers. If you have any questions about this awesome badge, if you don't know how it works, if you need help, you can go to the badge team. But there is one thing you can do yourself. If you haven't done so already, then you can update it, and we'll show how it's done in the next slide. But there is an awesome badge talk about all the stuff, and they probably go in depth what is on this, the processor, the programming, the artwork, and all the stuff, the ideas, maybe the solutions to the challenges that are on here. So please don't miss it, Sunday, 4:45 in this room. So please be all there. The one thing you can do, you push the left button, and then you get into the configuration menu, and then you push the fourth button. That will be the OTR, the over-the-air update. And then it will be updated, and you will get new firmware in this. And then you have all the challenges and all the puzzles and all the stuff in there. Or at least, I don't know how many. I hope everything is in there. They work day and night, but then you can play and start going on your quest with your badge. So please press this one, then it says CFG configuration, and then press OTA, and then it will update. So please do that on request of badge team. Okay, of course, when you organize something like this, we make mistakes. And since I'm so relaxed, I want to share them with you because I'm standing here and nothing the matter, but going up to the event, we sent out an email. We put some notice on the website that the awesome R2IT security, they sponsor our winter barbecue tomorrow. That's cool, barbecue. But yeah, it's very awesome. Yes, you can clap for that. But then the newsletter went out and Chantal copied an old file. Wait, this is not right. No, R2IT Security is sponsoring the barbecue and Red Team Security is sponsoring the whiskey tasting. Also cool, but it's not the same. So I immediately saw that. I was like, oh, Chantal! It's not being sponsored. So I blame her with her permission. I wouldn't do others. Otherwise, I wouldn't do that, but she said that. So, and it, so it is sponsored by R2IT Security from Roy, and Dennis. So tomorrow night, I hope we are in. The new chef prepared you all a very good, awesome barbecue. And I wanted to have a change, not two times dinner in the buffet manner, buffet style. So now it's tomorrow, it will be barbecue. So yes. Yeah, we have more. As I said, we printed these. We had a lanyard. On the lanyard, it had two white spaces. Don't put anything there, they said, because we're going to sew them and there's going to be hooks. And I was like, yeah, that sounds logical. Two holes, two hooks. Well, this is two holes, one lanyard. So yeah, that's why we had to come up with the badge holder. And it was quickly solved, but it was like, oh. And everybody was like, yeah, I saw that, but I thought it was cool. But there was no hole. So, but probably more on that in the batch talk. But we worked, we fixed it, and Tom was so kind to sponsor the filament. And then I was really proud that people came bringing the stuff. Yeah, I won't translate it in Dutch, in English or in German, but... Yep. Yeah. That was not good. And then, yeah. Those were the bloopers.
Not all of them.
These ones we wanted to share with you. And we asked permission to do so with the people involved. So. And then something really cool. Everything is cool, but this is really cool. This is a book. This is an actual book. I know there's people in our community that write books that never exist, but this book does exist. People have put time in there. Ooh, yeah. Well, he's making the promotion. Oh, he's making the promotion. Yeah. Well, Jos and some other friends from the lockpick community, and also Walter is somewhere here. Walter and Jos, the athletes, the two Dutch guys I know in person. I'm really proud to know them. They wrote this book. The book, you can order it with no starch at this moment. In 1.5 months, you can order it with bol.com.
It will basically any place where you normally would order books.
Dave. See, microphone. Hello. Very cool tool.
In about, hello, Hacker Hotel.
Yeah. Hello. Of course.
Also, hello, the internet, because we're streaming now. And during the Angry Nerds broadcast, just before this, I already said that I would steal your thunder for a bit for this. So, hello. Because, yes, a book is made. And, of course, Dimi being Dimi, he immediately bought one. And then he started bugging me for an autograph, because he wants an autograph. And I kept on holding back that boat.
And now I...
Because it's an idea.
Yeah.
Because I have for him not just the book. Not just the book. This is the pre-release that was released 2 months ago, 3 months ago, something like that.
You can longer,
I don't know, days. The only way you could get this book was to travel to Las Vegas, go to DEF CON, and buy it there. Okay. Now, what makes that special is that, well, there's a lower, lesser number of it. And you wanted autographs? I got you autographs. This one is autographs by, where the fuck is the page? Hot! By all the authors.
Oh, wow.
These authors live across three continents, something like that. They never been on the same continent at the same time. So it takes some organizing to get all the signatures. These are all, including the techno editor.
Wow.
This is very limited. There you go, man.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Now I understand why you held off so long. Thank you so much. That means a lot. So please, if you want to buy this book, you can do so in the bar. You can talk to Jos, and if you want, he will even sign it for you. Not all the autographs. I have something special, so don't steal it. But if you want it signed, you go to the AMA, the Ask Me Anything session. I think both Walter and Jos will host that session. You can ask them anything about lockpicking, safecracking, impressioning, whatever comes to mind. And since it's an Ask Me Anything, you can also say, can you sign this book for me? As that is a question. A valid question. So Hackett, buy the book. And if you not buy it here, you can also buy it in 2 months with all the regular bookstores.
It's cheaper here.
I'm not sure if I can repeat that, but it's cheaper here. Okay. Now, Chaos Post. Is Conmaier in the room? Where is Conmai? Oh, where? I can't see it. There's lots of... Yeah. Conmai organizes for years with her friends Chaos Post. They are brief cards. How do you say? Postcards. Sorry, postcards. They will be on the table. You can write them down. And I could, for instance, write one of the English guys that always make Dimitri's slides. And then she will go around. Who makes Dimitri slides? And then everybody points to Michael, and she drops my card to Michael. Or I can say, the guy that always hangs up banners and trolls everyone, and he has a ponytail, and people know it's Mendel. And then postcards arrive at Mendel. I even heard that at one point somebody wrote coordinates on it. And at big events, they have a post box, and you can post it there. And it's sent out via regular mail, and somebody just wrote the GPS coordinates on it. And the British Royal Mail delivered it. So that's cool. But to show it's really working, I have a postcard for Conmai. So come and get it. As she makes a tradition of, as I understand, sending out postcards and you rate recipes.
Kind of, yeah.
So what's this? I have a card for you.
Amazing.
and I had to deliver it to you, so here it is. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So if you want to send out a postcard, look her up, there's cards, and then you can send to each other or outside or to EMF, and then it's been delivered in EMF. So you can send post into the future. How cool is that?
Absolutely. The first first event that we have is 48C3, the Congress in some years. So
last year was...
See if we can top that at Hacker Hotel.
So the postcard there will be saved for 10 years or something, and
yeah,
then you deliver it?
Until the Congress is coming, yeah. Sure.
Impressive. So give it up for Conway, and please use the gas post. Merchandise. Eigen label, the company of Frank and Rafi. They made the merch again. It's been printed, hand-sewn in Turkey, and shipped all across the world. Last year we had a fine by the customs because we said it was clothing and there were network cables in there. €500 ticket, okay? All for you, all for you. If you pre-ordered your new hoodie of this year, which has got prints all over, it's been sewn in half, so it's two halves, then you can collect it in the Mozart. Please use your order number, so take a little time, look it up in your email. It's sent by info@hackerhotel.nl, so that should help. And then collect your goodies there. We have some items available. They are limited. I had to order some items in 100 minimum order quantity, and 50 have been sold, so I have a little loss there. But if you want a black t-shirt, I think we have across all the sizes, there's still black t-shirts left of this year's edition. So if you didn't order, go to the Mozart, talk to Frank. He will post on the door when he's open because he's not always here. But look at the opening times, go there and grab your merch. He also has other Linux t-shirts, gaming t-shirts, Nintendo, whatever console stuff. So go there, bring him a visit and buy some stuff. Next year I will work with him again and then I will create something cool again. And also there, just like the bottle, I will try to get a better price. So thanks so much for making this for us. If your company books your stuff, the hotel rooms or the bungalows, please ask your manager, boss, business owner to forward the email, because I have lots of requests from people that said, oh, I didn't know there were hoodies there, because the mail was sent out only to the boss man. So please inform your employees if you're a manager or company owner. And please, let's make an agreement here that everybody puts in their agenda or a calendar or whatever to check the website in October, and if you didn't order, then that is your time. You can do that now so you won't forget. So yeah, one of the most important parts, together with my message I just told you, is the sponsors. Without these sponsors, we couldn't have an event. And we need more sponsors. And even more. Because that allows us to do crazy stuff. That also allows me this year to pay lunch for all the volunteers and don't have to say, yeah, you have to pay it for yourself. It's a bit funny. People work their ass off to get chairs here, tables to the other rooms, and back, and up and down, and I don't know what, hang banners, packing badges. So for the first time in years, I was able to properly support the volunteers that make this possible for all of you. And that's done by sponsor money. So I really want to thank the sponsors. A lot of the sponsors have contributed, like NFIR with a CTF that runs all weekend, like Access42 that have a CTF that run this afternoon even. So there's already prizes being given out and I don't know what not. Very cool. So I really want to highlight them all. First, Access42. Thank you so much. I know I'm not the sporty type, so if there's people that go to gyms, maybe, who's going to gyms, want a drink bottle? No? Ah, there. Be careful, it's hard plastic. Oh, so, thank you. There you go, I'm not throwing it so hard. So, some pens and stuff, yeah. I feel like Santa Claus. Oh. Other cool stuff. What's this? Balls. Okay. I don't know. Sunglasses. Woo! Sunglasses. Here we go. Oh. Thank you so much, Vector AI, for... You were not paying attention. I saw that. My teacher did it in class too. So thank you, Access42, so much, Vector AI, for sponsoring as a main sponsor of the event. They are the main sponsor. And then we go. We have a rhodium sponsorship. People are like, what the fuck's that? Well, we needed something above platinum and below main sponsorship. Rhodium is more expensive than gold and platinum. So we have a rhodium sponsor, Jaito, that helped me install the pre-tox installation. Frank of Jaito, Frank Spijkerman, thank you so much. So rhodium sponsor, not only in money, but also in support. The pre-tox made our life so much easier. Well, my life, maybe. Chantal's also. But yeah. You submit the talks, and you can, you can say I'm a speaker. I'm talking about this, and then sometimes it's a bit fake, and then you have to rewrite your stuff. But we don't have to go back and forth with email and stuff. It's really efficient. So yeah, we're streamlining the operation, and Frank helped immensely. So Jaito, thank you so much for Rhodium sponsorship. Platinum sponsors, very cool. Even IFCAT decided to sponsor us. They made a lot of stuff possible when we had a little budget issue with the badge, and they solved it for us. So thank you, IFCAT, for sponsoring something that directly goes back to the community. Thank you so much, IFCAT. This is cola tasting. Whiskey tasting, sponsored by Red Team again. They have a collection of cool bottles. Thank you so much, Red Team. Saturday evening, tomorrow night. Very late, after 12, go to the boardroom, furthest away from the bar, go there, be inspired to drink some awesome, expensive, cool whiskeys, and chat and meet other whiskey heads and whiskey fanatics. And if you have your own bottle, bring it also. Last year we had like 50, 60 bottles, so you can try it all out. We have a late breakfast, if you're smart. So that helps a lot. So thank you so much, Red Team, for the whiskey tasting. Sorry, so and we have the awesome winter barbecue. So tomorrow night, restaurant will be transformed. There will be a tent outside in the windows. They will open up the doors, and then the cooks will prepare their best, I don't know, spare ribs, hamburgers, whatever. If you're vegetarian, they have options for that as well. So they will cook you awesome dinner, and then we have a barbecue. So we, I prevented having a dinner-style buffet, and two nights in a row. So we have something for change. So I hope we all like it, and then we could repeat. So thank you, R2, IT Security, Roy, and Dennis. Thank you so much. And then the gold sponsors. Schuberg Phyllis here, since the beginning of Hacker Hotel. They've been sponsoring, and they are so kind to supply us with, for the people that went to MCH, DJ Fox, Gérard Voss. So, CyberSeals, where are the CyberSeals? My fan club, oh, there they are. And Lemon Shark, thank you so much for sponsoring me. Real cool. Batenburg, Magion, via Rob, thank you so much. It made a difference. And then Koen turned up and talked about something I hardly understand, so I have to go there and learn more. He also had a room, like a hospitality room. So go down the hall. Merchandise is on the left. If you go to the right, there's mocktails, there's cool stuff. I haven't been there myself yet, but here it's very cool. So if you're interested in having a cool mocktail, go to Koen, NGI Fediversity, and he can tell you about this project. And then, of course, I mentioned them already, NFIR with their awesome CTF. Don't forget to sign up. So thank you all, gold sponsors, so much for all what you do for Hacker Hotel. Now here again, silver sponsors, but not only sponsors. Stege invested in the badge. Secura supplied a nice talk from Ben Brucker, if I'm not mistaken. So please go there. Interesting story. Nico, not only sponsoring, also doing a talk. Very cool talk tomorrow about OSINT and how AI can fuel disinformation. So go there, see it. Sovos. I had to talk to people in Spain and in the Netherlands to get it sorted. They also had these nice tote bags, which are fabric, which I like because it's not plastic. Also a reason why we didn't seal the bags from the batch with sellotape, because it's plastic and will end up. So thank you, Sovos, for the bags. And BAVAG will sponsor tomorrow during the pub quiz some rounds of snacks for all of you. So thank you so much, silver sponsors. Bronze sponsors. Freedom, they literally said, we have a special place in our heart for Hacker Hotel. So I'm really awesome. You can use them as your provider. They supply in more and more places fiber to your home. Then there is Connect IT. Connect IT. From Roy, so thank you so much. Wenso is really cool. Wenso are the guys that bought the previous location of Hacker Hotel. They are a wireless internet company, and they are just down the road, and they heard of it. They contacted me, and sponsor. Very cool. Oranje T, company of Michel. Last year they had this cool VW electric van. It couldn't make it this year. But it's really cool, so thank you for that. Misha, OpenBSD, look him up on Twitter. He sponsors a lot of VMs, and they spin up VMs like crazy and whatnot, so keep an eye on them, what they all do. Ordina is there, and look at this. It says Soposteria. There's been some changes coming up there. So, and then, of course, Internet Cleanup Foundation of our friend Elger. They do great work for the Dutch municipalities and keeping our internet better every day, so look them up. So thank you all for the bronze sponsors as well. Michael?
Cooper.
There's no Zerocopter. There's an empty spot somewhere here. Back. There was an empty spot here, yeah. So I do want to stress out that Chantal, who helped me so immensely. Maybe we were so busy that we forgot, but I do want to stress out Edwin van Andel, Zerocopter, been there from a very early Hacker Hotel editions. So please give it up for Zerocopter. I'm so sorry, Edwin. Your network, your batches will all update. You have Wi-Fi here, you have Wi-Fi in your room. The hotel always says when you guys are here, the network is even in the rooms all the way in the back. You have good network. So big compliment to Event Infra. Arjan, Sam, I think James helped them as well. Ronnie helped them. But Arjan made this all possible and Sam. So thank you, Event Infra, for the awesome networks during our events. You couldn't even hear me if Stephen of Foxit Event Productions wasn't sponsoring all the lights and the audio stuff, microphones. So please give it up for Stephen and Foxit. This is my own personal touch, my friend Patrick. He always helps me during my laser shows. When I need smoke, I go to him. He has professional smoke units and he has also comms units. So all the mobile radios for the teams and the halls so we can talk to each other are sponsored by Patrick from FDS Show Service. And I quickly want to point out some other events. I always go there. I think it's really cool. EMF Camp, May 30th till June the 2nd in England. It's in the East Nordea Park. It's a valley. It's great. If you've never been there, go there. It would be nice if we go with a big group of Dutchies. We always make a village. We have lasers. We have flamethrowers. We don't light stuff on fire. And there is Bornek. I will also go there. It's July 17th to July 24th. It's in Denmark. You don't have to cross the channel. So if you don't want that, go up. And you can drive there. You can also take a ferry still from Germany, but driving is faster. It's a full week. It's very relaxed. It's small scale. Very cozy, it's very friendly, family friendly. There's also people with children, campers. They have nice talks, they have nice campfire, they have all kinds of crazy drinks, which I have very bad memories of. but go there. This year, also present, Dennis. I missed him last night, but he has a studio on the second floor, and he will make pictures. And the idea is, his project is called Shoot All the Hackers. Shoot All Hackers. You can use the pictures for free. So if you need a cool picture for work, you can make a picture here, wearing your badge, holding up a laptop, a switch, I don't care. And you can use that photo for free, for everything you want, but please, if you do, please credit Dennis as the photographer. Because he does it for free, it's his project, and he wants to have cool pictures, people breathing fire, whatever, with your camera, with your laptop. Go upstairs, say what you like, and he will help you to create that perfect shot, which you can use for many years to come. So that's really cool, and do visit him upstairs here, this photo studio. So, awesome project. Thanks. We were fiddling with the slides just a bit before we started the presentation. So we'll see what happens. But the hotel has been sold. This hotel has been sold. But it's been sold to a local entrepreneur. So it's not going to a big chain. It was always a family-owned hotel. So when I said, we do something crazy with people and flamethrowers, they were just not batting an eye because they said, we have the Harley Club here, and they park 150 Harleys in the hallway. So try me. So that was the nice thing you have with a family-owned hotel. You can do crazy stuff, and they just go with it. As long as you don't break stuff, it's cool. So I was a bit worried when I heard about it. But it's been sold to a local entrepreneur. It's also the owner of the Barneveldhalle, and he also owns Hotel De Wereld in Lunteren. So this hotel will be renamed, so especially for the people abroad. We don't move hotels, we stay here, but the name changes. So the name will be wrongly spelled. I don't know, it's probably old English, old Dutch, but it's called De Wereld Garderen. The other hotel is called De Wereld Lunteren. They will change a bit of the style, but what for me is important, the general manager, who's been here for 28 years, she stays, she's my point of contact. She makes us feel welcome, she arranges stuff. So for us, there are no consequences, which is very good. And then I came up. Some people call me crazy, some say I'm just a hacker, and some say I'm a fake hacker, also good, I don't care. But I came up with a crazy idea, because as you just saw in the previous slide, next year will be the 10th year. Due to Corona, due to my mistake at Shah. But it will be the 10th time we will organize Hacker Hotel. We have some people that like to stay over. They have a cool weekend. We did a closing talk. They go to the bar, sit down, chill down, help a bit here and there. We all sit down, have some fun, and then we leave in the Monday morning. So I thought, like, okay, but we had 60 talks this year. We have more people, more talks coming. We had a hard time programming. Chantal was like, Dimitri, two talks have been submitted. Try to fit them in. I will shorten my closing talk, but this talk has to be in the program because it's cool. So we have a very hard time fitting in all the talks in the program. We started earlier this year, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Event started. So I will want to hold a poll, or how do you say, conduct a poll. Who would like to, for a, at this moment, undisclosed amount, I'm trying to get the best price, who would like to have like an option for like an after party? So you book something next to your normal visit that includes a dinner on Sunday. The bar will open up to 1 o'clock. You have an extra night and you have breakfast. So can I see a show of hands who would like something like that?
So.
Okay. Well, I have already arranged this. I'm only waiting for the price. Okay. This is a, how do you say, hairy item. People have been trying to get in Hacker Hotel for years, and they say, oh, it's always the same stuff. Some people even called it something I won't repeat here, but it's in a circle and stuff. But yeah. So to give some other people also a chance to be able to join Hacker Hotel, or not, depends on your choices here. I will put ticket sale, it will open on the 1st of July. Why the 1st of July? Well, that's the first day of my holiday. So then I have some time to maybe process your orders. Then I have a lot of events, and then there's Born Hack, and then there's a week of getting back to work, and then there's another weekend. So if you want to join us on the next edition, the 10th anniversary edition for Hacker Hotel, maybe with the extra option if you like. It's not obligatory. You can have the full program, and then we go on and you leave. Then you can buy your ticket from the 1st of July. So everyone that had a room, I will do the same as this year. I will send out emails. It's a lot of work, but I all for you. Then you can order your room between those two dates. You have 1 month to complete every room that has not been sold or been discussed, because some sponsors, yeah, they budget this. So this year budget is for this year, and next year next year. So there's no problem. But if you reserve and you are a big sponsor or you have a company, no problem. But if you arranged your room between this date, I'll see you here next year. If you don't, I'll sell off your room on the 1st of August, probably 8 o'clock in the evening. And then I don't hold back rooms anymore. I don't do favors, because that was until last morning. This morning I had to do changes and room stuff. So please, if you want to come here on Hacker Hotel, buy it or make arrangements that we have a deal. And else, 1st of August, all the rooms. So for the people streaming, watching us and not being here, all the rooms will be for sale. 1st of August, no reservations. Everything will go. And I want to be finished. So, and I hope to see you all. And then there are no rooms. And then we're sold out on the 2nd of July. So next year, Valentine's weekend, 14th of February. Sorry, we have already booked the hotel here, the Wereldgaarde. So you're all welcome next year, Valentine's. Probably the love edition or whatever. We want to fluff it up. Pink, purple, hearts, I don't know what. I'll ask my advisors. We'll make some fun. No, I didn't say that. I didn't say woman, my advisors. I will ask them and we will make something funny and we'll make a big party because it's the 10th anniversary. So I hope I'll see you all there. Thank you. I turned off my phone. I don't know how late it is. Precies 10 uur. Okay. Then I think we'll have to mic up some other speaker, because we have a big secret or a big surprise for you guys. Oh, I can go on here. Thank you, advisors. Thank you. There's a little time for questions, because people said, hey, we didn't have time for questions last year. So are there any questions? Any questions? Here. Oh. Prins Carnaval.
Yes.
Oh. Hello. This is Erik from TD Venlo.
Je hebt het feestje op het verkeerde weekend georganiseerd, dus wij moeten feestjes combineren.
Ja.
Maar voor mensen die iets speciaals doen voor de community, ja, tijdens carnaval, die krijgen een opsterker.
Oh. Oké, okay, cool.
Dus even met jouw consent.
Jazeker. Niet door het draadje. Cool. Look.
Alsjeblieft.
So much. Thank you, TD Venlo. Thank you, TD Venlo. Hallo. Alaaf. Zo, hè. Alaaf. Drie keer alaaf. Oké. Okay. There's actually companies not coming because it's carnival. So their bungalow went to someone else. Any other questions? I can hardly see, so there's a question there. I can't, please go, and I can't see. What?
So regarding the risk. Wait, what? Oh, this is a microphone. Okay. oh, you'll learn something new every day. Considering the wristbands, are they waterproof or can I get new ones? Because I would like to take a shower either this evening or...
We would like morning. to have you have a shower. So thank you so much for asking. That's a good question. Yeah. These are Tyvek bands. You can just shower with them. They okay. might fade a bit, but very good question. Right. They are waterproof. And please use Deo showers for everyone, only you, everyone.
And where do I get the boundary, you know, the bands if you want to hug or not or whatever? Where do you get those?
Check-in table.
Check-in table. Okay.
My mic is going. Sports. Okay. Other questions? Any other questions? Sorry? Yeah. Okay, if there are no other questions, then I really would like, first of all, thank you all for being here, being present on Hacker Hotel, being our awesome community. Be excellent to each other. Have a lot of fun. If you have questions, if you have remarks during the hotel, whatever, price-wise, thank you for the tip. People like, hey, €9, come to me. I cannot change anything or everything, but I will do my best to make it as best as you, for you all. So thank you so much and have a lot of fun. And please be seated, because we have a surprise for you. I have not a surprise, we have a surprise.